Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, helping connect your business with the unlimited prospects on the internet.
This week on Be Big Online, focusing once again on more industry-specific websites. This week we're going to talk about banks.
Well, banks have a problem because they have to have security and then they have to have the perception of security, which aren't necessarily the same things. They do have to have the back end where you do your online banking, which people do their online banking. I mean, they do banking online increasingly, you know, and it's something you have to have. For that part of the website, you need to hire a company that is specifically offers that service. We're talking about it has to be big time and it has to be done right. It has to be secure. For the front end of the website, you can actually host and manage it separately, and you can start to incorporate some of these newer Web 2.0 style technologies to communicate with your audience and really be web savvy. You can get into the new web without sacrificing the security of the back end of the online banking aspect of it.
So obviously you want to make, when you first open up the web page, you want it to be more user friendly. But then when you get into the more secure areas, it's going to take someone with, say, special encryption services to be able to set that up.
That's exactly right. And a lot of banks are going towards a model where they host the front end of their site and the back end of their site differently. A lot of vendors that host the back end won't allow that. They'll say it's a security issue for this purpose or that. The problem with that situation is they force you to develop in ColdFusion, which is a development language that is archaic and limited and too structured, and you know, it doesn't have any of the new web kind of flavor to it. The new technologies that are coming out are real loose and open, and you can do all kinds of stuff, add content, move it around, really engage with the community. If you have people, internal staff that's willing to, you know, add content and respond to people and stuff, you can't do any of that kind of stuff, not practically, with the types of language you have to use in the secure area.
One question I have is when you go on to, say, a local bank website, obviously it's geared toward the local economy. Is it good to try and set it up to where they can maybe go to a specific area, their local area? Say if you were to go onto the main website and type in your zip code.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, Bank of America has so many people. I mean, buildings full of people working on their website, you know, and they have access to one page. A team of people have access to one part of one page, you know, and it goes through all these processes and all this stuff. They're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on this website every year. And in terms of a community bank, you do really want to engage with your community, but you also want to connect it to the larger world, just your general marketing. So, you know, an article about the real estate trends nationwide is pertinent to us here in York County, but an article about real estate here in York County is also relevant. So the content that you choose to put on your site and how you arrange it is going to determine how useful your site is to your audience.
Join us every Thursday for Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, revenflow.com,